Chapter 41. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Food at your doorstep. When we sit down to eat, we must realize our food is coming directly from God. Three times a day we say in Asher, "En echol elecha yisaberu v'ata noisei lohem es ochel b'ito." The eyes of all look to you with hope, and you give them food in their proper time. Open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Every morning when we say Psukei Dezimra, we must concentrate and think. I'm starting a new day, and God is giving me my bread. It's not coming from the bakery. These are fundamental. Maseches Ksuvos tells us a story about Rava, one of the great Amoraim. Rava invited a poor man to be his guest. He asked the man what he'd like to eat. The man asked for steak and expensive wine. Rava asked if the man wasn't embarrassed to request such delicacies. After all, it was community money that was being used to feed him. The poor man rejected that claim and quoted the pasuk above, saying, "No, it's Hashem who gives me what I need at the time I need it." Just then, Rava's sister, whom he hadn't seen in years, showed up at his home with steak and fine wine for her brother. Rava realized that the food had been sent by Hashem for this man at the time he needed it. There's a similar story, one of my favorites, about the great Rav Ezra Hamway, the head of the Beis Din in Aleppo. One Motzei Shabbos, Rav Ezra's wife asked him what he'd like to eat for Milat Malka. "I would like a plate of mejedra, rice with lentils, and leaven." When his wife replied that she didn't have mejedra in the house, he said that, of course, he'd eat whatever she'd serve him, but since she'd asked what he wanted, he told her. Just then, there was a knock on the door. The cook of the wealthy neighbor entered, clearly upset, and explained that she had accidentally cooked mejedra in a meat pot, and then added leaven. She asked the rabbi what to do. Chacham Ezra asked her a few detailed questions about the pot and how she prepared the food. After some deliberation, he declared that the mejedra was kosher and she had nothing to worry about. A few minutes later, the cook returned with a message from her boss. She was carrying a plate of mejedra, and "My master didn't believe me," he said. "He wants you to eat it to prove to him that it is indeed kosher." And so, the rabbi got to enjoy a plate full of mejedra and leaven, exactly as he had wanted, delivered to his door. We should realize these stories aren't just from the olden days or from the Gemara. Every time we have breakfast, this happens. Sometimes it's more obvious, like what happened to me in shul a while ago. I usually like to get to Suda Shlishis quickly so that I'm sure to have enough bread for Hamotzi. But one Shabbos afternoon, I had a conversation with someone that delayed me about 10 minutes. I wasn't thinking about the bread at all. I came down, washed, and sat down. I noticed a man about 3 seats over, holding 2 loaves of bread, about to make the bracha. So I motioned and signaled for him to include me in his hamotzi, which he did. I didn't think much of it. A little later, the man came over to me and, in disbelief, stated that those were the last 2 rolls in the shul. It seems that because it was the first week after the clock was changed, the shul had underestimated the number of rolls that would be needed. Apparently, more people stayed for Suda Shlishis on the longer days. That man had scoured the whole shul and found the last 2 loaves to be had. And I just happened to saunter in, sit down, send a little signal his way, and get the bread that I needed. Sometimes it's more obvious and sometimes it's hidden. But every bit of our food comes to us by way of inherent miracles, just like this one. If we stop and we realize, we recognize that literally everything that we eat is predetermined and sent to us by Hashem. And there's a similar story of the Vilna Gaon, who his chef was upset that he was never thanked by the Vilna Gaon for being the one to provide it. Obviously, the Vilna Gaon thanked him. But he also thanked Hashem, and for some reason that bothered the chef. So the chef decided one day, "I'm not going to give him food. Let's see who he thanks now." It happened to be that day, there was a knock on the door. A woman came over and wanted to thank the Vilna Gaon for something he had done and brought an entire fruit basket, providing the Vilna Gaon with food for the day, even when his chef was boycotting. We realize Hashem is the one who provides us with parnasa, with food, with our sustenance, all the time, even when those seemingly regular avenues and channels of sustenance are blocked Hashem has other ways to get the food to the people who need it.